We are now joined by our dear friend, Kelly Padracki, the executive director of the Northfield Union of Youth. Good morning, Kelly. How you doing?
Good morning. All right. I'm doing great.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Knowing that you were born and raised in Florida, knowing that you came here a little over a year ago and did not experience winter in 2024, how did the last week or so go for you guys?
Listen, there is something about the right clothes.
Yeah.
I wore an obscene amount of layers. We survived. I think the only complaint is we wish it was snowy in a winter wonderland. If it's going to be this cold, there should at least be blankets of snow.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's the idea, but
otherwise we're just Nebraska.
Correct. Right. Accurate.
Yeah. So, well, Kelly, we're so glad you're here today because you have a very exciting project that is about to debut as part of the Northfield Union of Youth. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's such an exciting day. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting our ribbon cutting this morning at 10 a.m. for the Wallflower House here in downtown Northfield. We're inviting the entire community to come out for it. The Wallflower House is our newest initiative at Northfield Union of Youth. So we are opening a transitional home for young people ages 18 to 24.
All wow. right. Wow. So to kind of back up here a little bit, tell us about how the idea for this came about and kind of the process you took to acquire the home and renovate it and all that good stuff.
Sure. It's such a great story. So, you know, we have the Wallflower Project, which is our housing initiative. It's a host home model for people in the community that have opened their houses to youth ages 16 to 24. That was started back with Scott Wapata. So many, many years we've been having that housing initiative. And of course, we also have emergency funding, hotel stays, things like that. So we've had our foot in the housing world for a while now. But it's my favorite story to tell. When I first came on to Northfield Union of Youth, August of 2023, I was just a few months in. And, you know, Northfield Union of Youth went through an interim without leadership. So really needed some stabilization, make sure that we got back solid on our feet. But I found this house in downtown Northfield. And I had, you know, the cartoon where the light bulb goes off over someone's head. And I was like, oh, the Wallflower House. And I go to the board. I think it was November's board meeting. So I've been there since August. And I pitched this idea. And they're like, they put on those brakes so fast. And they're like, you're new to your role, new to the community. This organization needs stabilization. You know, we now have, goodness, we have 5 full-time employees plus 3 interns. So we have 8 people at the key right now. At that time, there was maybe 2 plus me, right?
Wow.
And so the adult board did the exact right thing. Said, not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, priority is, and wholeheartedly agreed. And so put it on the back burner and just took a pause and did the thing of organizing and stabilizing NUI. And then May of last year, I get an email from Jeff McLaughlin. He's the president of the St. John's Foundation. And so he sends me this email. We end up meeting for coffee over at Raven's Nest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, says he heard a sermon from Pastor Jonathan at St. John's about youth homelessness. And NUI has gone to the church and presented on the Wallflower Project and youth homelessness before. So this sermon from years and years prior just was planting a seed in his head, and it's lived there and grew. And we met for coffee and we started to have conversations and things progressed, and meetings after meetings, we've met with housing experts across the country, you know, Florida and Minnesota and Lifehouse in Duluth and Avenues in the cities. My organization back home has a transitional housing program. We met with local leaders, Scott Wapata, Suzanne mm-hmm. Fox, mm-hmm. people that are doing it here in Rice County. And fast forward. Jeff calls me. He's like, I think I found a house. I'm going to go look at it. Cosme's like, I know it's the first house, but I think it's the one. And so I go out, we look at it, needed massive renovations, mm-hmm. needed a lot of love. Mm-hmm. But the owner was all on board with our vision and what we were trying to do. He tells his story. It's his story to tell, but he'll tell you that he's a foster kid himself.
Mm.
Yeah. And so what a great fit.
That's just like destiny to me. Yeah, right? You know, yeah. Like, I'm not the biggest believer in fate or destiny, but when stuff like that happens, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There has been so many moments along the way that have just fallen into place.
It just lined up.
It did, indeed. Yeah, so then it was a matter of funding. And so, and I'm going to be telling the story at the ribbon cutting. So if you're hearing it now, you're going to hear it again at 10. and we went after funding. The HRA is supporting our project. We have donors large and small that have come on board to make sure it's sustainable financially. And then we said, okay, let's see if we can get these rooms adopted. And community came out in droves. And so what that means is we had people, I don't want to miss anyone. So Northfield High School, led by Jody Saxton West, high school teachers took on a downstairs bedroom and bathroom. Sisters in Spirit, Vicki Dilley was the team lead for that, took on the kitchen. And then when they were there for the kitchen, the Stanton family said, hey, we want to take the living room. So they took the living room. We move upstairs. Bob Thacker took a bedroom. Emmaus Church took a bedroom. Bethel took a bathroom. Elizabeth Herbert took the front porch. I mean, every single space was scooped up by members of this community that said, hey, we're going to make this house a home, and we're going to make this a warm, safe, comfortable place for these kids to live. And they did just that. Wait until you see this house and how they've transformed it and how beautiful it is and how ready it is for kids to come in and just have a chance to exhale. It's amazing.
So you started, just because I love to hear timelines of things, because I feel like this all came together really quickly.
Right.
Like, I'm sure from your perspective, you're like,
if
no.
If you started in May,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Because you had the idea back in November of 2023?
Right.
When you first were just getting going with the Union of Youth.
Yep.
And then it started coming together in 2024. That was May of 2024.
Correct. Okay. Less than a year ago.
And now here we are, January 2025, and you're opening.
This is true. Correct.
That is like breakneck speed to me.
Correct. Like, yeah. You know, Jeff McLaughlin is a force. Mm-hmm. He's just a powerhouse of a human being and really just makes connections. And we work really well together. We both kind of operate at the speed of getting things done. We're not afraid to build the plane as we fly it. We're eyes wide open with the project and aware that, you know, we've done our due diligence, and we're going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit of, let's see how this goes, given that it's not been done before.
Right.
But super, super fast. But we're ready. We feel prepared as you can be.
Right.
And
So where did the idea of adopting rooms come from? Because I think that's also very cool.
Yeah.
Such a creative way to approach that.
I'm not sure. Let me think how I came up with that idea. It wasn't like a light bulb moment or where I've heard it from. I can't give credit if credit is due.
Yeah.
You're taking a shower, right? Everyone gets their best ideas in the shower.
Isn't that how it happens?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, ooh, and what a great way, right? Just to get the community to be a part of this. And so many times I've talked to people that have been involved in this project, and the time and space that we're living in right now, to be able to do some tangible good, to be able to put the hard to a place and to see that we're doing good.
Well, and I think that your approach of adopting a room is so good, because sometimes when you think of trying to renovate a whole house, and I mean, that's a massive undertaking.
Right.
So for you to say like, okay, hey, if you could just take care of this room.
Right.
That's so cool. Plus, it gets to reflect the community.
That's right.
So that is awesome. Great innovative thinking.
Thank you.
Know, so,
can I ask about the logistics real quick? Like how does this operate? Do you have people living there right now? Is there like one person who's always living there? Or how does it all work?
Yeah, great question. So policies and procedures and logistics and how it's actually going to work. So we can house up to four youth at a time.
Okay.
We have a large primary bedroom upstairs that will house two youth. They have two individual twin beds, and then the two other bedrooms are single. And so four youth at a time. The ages are 18 to 24, so we will not have it staffed because there are adults in the space. And so also using that model of 18 to 24, that opens our host home to host the under 18.
Right. Okay. So now you're freeing up space in other areas.
Correct. Gotcha. Absolutely. It's a substance-free space. And so, you know, substance-free, some of the requirements, they're going to meet weekly with our housing team. So weekly life skills classes, you know, how to budget, how to cook a meal, mm-hmm. how to go to the grocery store and buy groceries, mm-hmm. how to make a bed, how to scrub a toilet,
right?
Yeah, just how to live independently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we all take these things for granted.
No, I'm sitting here thinking there's a couple of things I could probably stand and come and just sort of observe. So.
And I'm telling you, it's true. I told one of our team, Natalie, she's amazing, our youth center coordinator, was just getting this house ready last night, working late. I'm like, can you come to my house next? Yes, there's a few things I could use some help with or learn myself.
Yeah.
But and then they'll meet with our case manager to do weekly goals. Mm-hmm. And so we recognize that every youth that's coming into the program is going to be at a different place in their life. And
sure.
so that might be starting at the bottom and building their way up and mm-hmm. getting a job and getting legal documents or getting insurance. We'll get them registered over at the Community Action Center for the food shelf.
Yeah.
And then other people, you know, might be coming in right out of treatment and just need that true transitional experience to get mm-hmm. back on their feet.
Yeah.
And so every youth coming in is going to have their own experience and their own starting mm-hmm. day one. So we're not putting a time frame on how long they can stay in the house. Mm-hmm. As long as they're working towards their goals, they're working towards self-sustainability, working towards independence, mm-hmm. Working with us, then that's what we're requiring.
It's the big thing, whether it's 6 months or a year or longer, you know, it's all customizable.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
Don't let me cut you off at all, please.
I mean, the only other thing I missed was that we'll have weekly residential meetings. So the residents in the mm-hmm. house will meet weekly, facilitated by an NUI staff, but just to create that culture mm-hmm. and to make sure they're working together and mm-hmm. figuring out who's doing what chores and how things are working. So
is there any kind of component for them to be present at the Key or anything like that?
Yeah, no component, but the services we offer at the Key will be available. We serve youth up to age 20. Once they turn 21, they age out of the Key. Mm-hmm. So we recognize that some of the youth that are going to be in the Wallflower House technically have aged out of the Key, but we never turn off our mm-hmm. services. So mm-hmm. the youth can come down and grab food. We have food access 7 days a week at the Key.
Yeah.
We have an extra washer and dryer at the Key. If they need to connect with one of the staff at the Key, right? Gabby for mental health, or, you know, Adam with our housing program. So even if they're not at the Key during Key hours because they've aged out, the services are always available.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Are you move-in ready, or do you have people living there? Where are we?
Yeah. So we are almost there. I would say we're 98% there. We have a couple of rooms that are just finishing touches. We could move a youth in tomorrow and the house is completely livable and amazing and fantastic. But mm-hmm. There's just some finishing touches to be done. Our first youth is moving in Saturday, February 1st.
Holy cow.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Super exciting.
Yeah. Do you still have any ongoing needs for anything, for donations, for anybody out there listening?
So always and forever financial support.
Sure.
In light of current political climate, we have some federal funding that's been frozen
mm-hmm.
That is specifically for youth homelessness. Mm-hmm. And so, thank you. So always and forever financial support to just make sure sustainably financially. Aside from that, I mean, wow, how has this community shown up? We're really pretty good at the house. Dry goods always, toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning products, shelf-stable food mm-hmm. are always welcome donations.
Yeah.
But as far as like furnishing the house itself, we're good.
You're set. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
If people want to donate, how do they do that?
Thank you so much. Come to the ribbon cutting today. You can hand to check right over. But no, you can go to unionofyouth.org, donate online. You can write a check and send it to our P.O. Box 481 here in Northfield, 55057. You can drop a check off at the Key 7 days a week from 2:30 to 9:30.
And it's a public ribbon cutting, so can we ask what's the address?
Yes. So we have been a little low-key about the address, mm-hmm. obviously, mm-hmm. putting it publicly out there, but it's 316 on 6th Street, so corner of 6th and College, right side of the duplex.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. That's just super exciting.
Thank you. So excited.
Just to wrap up our interview, because we got just a couple of minutes left here, any other announcements you'd like to make for the Union of Youth in general?
Oh, goodness. It's been all about the Wallflower House at the moment. So what other announcements?
Do you have like any events coming up or?
Yeah, so we have open mic coming up. The kids were talking about that at youth board last night, so we don't have a definitive date. We have our new youth board president campaign going right now, so the kiddos were doing a special election for a new youth board president. They're giving their speeches next week, so posters are going up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're super excited. Yeah. Super excited. So, no, everything's going just it's great. We're so thankful for the community and their support. So proud of just everyone, the community, adult board. I have to shout out to their support in this project, just volunteers, donors, community, everybody that's been a part of this project. We're so grateful and we're excited.
Well, congratulations again. This Thank is you. Such an incredible endeavor and on a very impressive timeline, I might add. Yeah. It's just wow. Yeah. You know, I feel like a project in other people's hands could probably take 2 to 3 times as long. But
I got to tell you, Kelly, I am really happy to hear about all the community support that you're receiving because I've lived in Northfield 20. Oh, my gosh. Next week, it's going to be 23 years.
Wow.
Okay. There hasn't always been strong community support for the Key. Sometimes the Key has rubbed some people the wrong way, which is, and I'm so glad to know that things have come around like this. That's just 20 years ago, a program like Wallflower House wouldn't have been even remotely possible. Mm.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was afraid I was going to get the not in my backyard response, right? Mm-hmm. I was prepared to have the conversations that needed to be had, but I've been really just thankful and happy to say the support's been there and the neighbors around where we are. Of course, we've talked to all of them. They're all on board. Mm-hmm. It's been all systems go and community support all the way. We're excited and we're grateful.
Yeah. Incredible.
The whole Southern drawl just came out. I heard that.
I did a little bit too. And I was like, oh, hey there.
Can we get a good y'all?
Right.
Y'all come out to the ribbon cutting.
Y'all come on down now.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.